actually less gang violence on the streets of London than there was this time last year. I wonder if you think that that is really true. I'd like to hear from you, if you are a gang member at the moment, or maybe you've left a gang, what's it actually like? 0845 6060 973. Justin Rollins is a former gang leader and author of The Lost Boys and My Crazy Days as a Young Offender. Justin, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Now, take us through your story, Justin. You dropped out of school at the age of 13. What happened then?
Yeah, I dropped out of school from an early age, probably maybe even earlier than that. I was involved in graffiti tagging and, some minor sort of skullduggery around the streets of London. And with graffiti brings, shoplifting, stealing spray paint, and it brings you into contact with, you know, some other hardened street kids. And I think it was my journey of the graffiti tagging and fighting off some of these harder street kids that I created my own gang. And it was originally a graffiti gang, and with the fighting and all of the violence, it turned into a notorious street gang, or a notorious, you know, violent graffiti street gang. And with graffiti, you travel around, obviously, London, spraying your name up. We was coming into contact with many different gangs, and from just a small child doing graffiti, I turned into a gang leader, and I basically created a monster. And once I was trapped inside that lifestyle, it was extremely difficult to escape, basically.
Why did you get into it in the first place? I mean, what was your family background?
My family, I came from, say, like a broken home. I lived with my mum and my stepdad. And I was raised by my mother's white and my dad's mixed Sri Lankan and Burmese, but my stepdad was white, and it was, I sort of had identity issues and had a little problem with bullying issues when I was really young. And I think I sort of found my identity as sort of this street kid and became hardened from fighting off the bullies, basically, and that was my path.
And in your sort of younger years, did your parents have any idea what you were up to doing this?
No, they just thought I was going through a phase. You know what I mean? They didn't. This is before I started getting in serious trouble, and then all of the trouble I was sort of creating, and it was putting a strain on my parents' relationship, and eventually they split up. And then once a father figure had gone, my mum couldn't control me. You know what I mean? A lady can't control, you know.
And did you realise at the time that your activities were putting a strain on their relationship?
No, I didn't have a clue, really. I was too caught up in the lifestyle that I was living.
And what was it, the excitement that attracted you?
It was, I put it down to, sort of a family thing. If I look back at my gang members, and sometimes there was 30 of us going around together, I say most of us didn't come from the most stable background. So I think we sort of saw ourselves as like a one big family. And but obviously within a gang, you have to prove yourself. And we had to do sort of crazy things to impress each other. Because even though I was the leader, there was many people that were ready to sort of take that crown from me. So I always had to keep on fighting to get this reputation. And before I knew it, I was sort of lost in this character.
Sounds like politics.
I built up for myself.
Sounds like politics, Justin, how you describe it. I mean, it's interesting that you sort of would have people who wanted to take the mantle of leadership from you. I mean, how did this develop? You said at the beginning that it was sort of a graffiti gang, but it then developed into something more.
Yeah. Our gang was called WZ, and we were from the Merton Borough of London, and there was another gang called WK, and they were from the Kingston Borough of London, and we were graffiti gangs, and basically, we went to war over one letter. We weren't really violent before that, but we went to war over this letter, and it sort of spread around to all the graffiti scene and the gang scene that, you know, my gang now, WZ, were like sort of not to be messed with. Do you know what I mean? It seems crazy because we was only little kids, but together, you know, we're like a pack of wild animals. Do you know what I mean?
And presumably, all trying to out-impress each other.
Definitely, 100%, and that was just the survival. You always had to impress each other. Yeah.
And so that was sort of what, age 13 to what?
I would say about 13 to age 18, and then I got a big prison sentence at 18. But I had been going to Feltham Young Offenders Institution from the ages